The Trump affidavit saga. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The director of national intelligence now wants to know if the documents seized during the FBI's raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate could cause security risks. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has the report.
What this affidavit did was confirm that the Justice Department had mounting concerns over the nature and handling of the documents that were brought to Mar-a-Lago. It described that in January, Trump representatives turned over 15 boxes of records. By May, the Department of Justice determined that mixed in with other personal and unrelated work were highly classified documents.
U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon said on Saturday that she is inclined to appoint a special master to review the documents seized during the Mar-a-Lago raid. The former president took to social media Saturday, calling the FBI raid a disgrace. President Biden's new plan for student loan debt relief can forgive as much as $20,000. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports from the White House.
Estimates vary widely on the president's plan. The White House says it will cost $240 billion. The big brains at the University of Pennsylvania think it could cost four times that amount, $1 trillion. The White House pushed back on that last estimate. Before heading to Delaware, President Biden defended his plan to spend hundreds of billions of dollars in taxpayer money on the student debt relief. Eight Democrats have said publicly they do not support President Biden's student debt relief plan, all running in critical races this fall in the midterms.
Democrats giving mixed reactions to the plan. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says the plan would aid the middle class, while Representative Tim Ryan of Ohio says the bill sends the wrong message to the hardworking who don't have a degree. The Buffalo Bills cutting rookie punter Matt Araiza following allegations that he participated in the gang rape of a teenager last fall. The Bills had been facing intense public backlash. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott continues to send busloads of migrants from the southern border to sanctuary cities like New York. Fox's Matt Finn reports from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Where we are in Eagle Pass, Texas, this is a scene that we see over and over again. The migrants are asked to stand typically in a single file as they're being processed, and then they'll be taken to a processing center here in Eagle Pass and perhaps end up all over the country. And on Friday, Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez toured the El Paso border, meeting with business leaders and law enforcement. Gonzalez says this is a humanitarian crisis, but there is also a financial cost for these overwhelmed border towns. Worth noting that there is a crisis happening all along the border. In Arizona, a lot of fentanyl has been pouring over in recent days and weeks.
California planning to eventually ban the sale of gas-powered cars. Fox's Jonathan Hunt has the report.
The California Air Resources Board, which is the last word on these kind of issues, voted this week to progressively ban all gas car sales, mandating more than one-third of new vehicle sales be zero emissions by 2026. And by 2035, every new car or pickup sold in California has to be zero emissions. The benefits, according to supporters of the new rules, include the environmental impact.
Volunteers coming to the aid of a sick baby dolphin in Thailand.
The baby, nicknamed Paradon or Brotherly Burden in Thai, is improving thanks to volunteers providing around-the-clock care. Fishermen found him drowning in a tidal pool off Thailand's coast a month ago. The calf then transferred to a marine research center where workers treated the lung infection that made him so sick. Volunteers have to hold him up in his tank to prevent him from drowning and feed him milk, initially by tube and now by bottle. The calf can now swim but is still weak and is expected to need as much as a year to fully recover.
That's Fox's Samantha Liebman. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.